Welcome to the UK Travel Planning Podcast. Your host is the founder of the UK travel planning website, Tracy Collins. In this podcast, Tracy shares destination guides, travel tips, and itinerary ideas, as well as interviews with a variety of guests who share their knowledge and experience of UK travel to help you plan your perfect UK vacation. Join us as we explore the UK from cosmopolitan cities to quaint villages, from historic castles to beautiful islands, and from the picturesque countryside to seaside towns.
Hi, and welcome to episode 70 of the UK Travel Planning Podcast. It's great to have you here this week. And I thought actually I would start tackling one of the really popular topics that comes up in our Facebook group and via email. Is about what to pack when you're going to the UK. And I know there's a perennial question that everybody kind of gets stuck on. And, you know, something even when we come to start thinking about what we're going to take, we have to think carefully because there are lots of different questions, really, and things to consider when you're starting to prepare your packing list. So that's what I'm going to talk about in this episode. I'm going to talk about those things to consider, points to go through when you start to think about what you're going to put together and pack. I'll talk about some of the recommended items that you include when you travel to the UK. And lastly, I'll talk about clothing, because I know that's going to be the big thing. It's like, so what should I actually wear? What should I pack in terms of clothing? How much do I need? What do I need? So those are kind of the three areas that I'm going to tackle in this podcast. So we'll start with things to consider when packing for your trip. So you need to think about, you know, what time of year are you visiting the UK? Where are you going to be visiting? How long will you be in the UK for? What places are you visiting? So are you going to be just going to cities, or are you going to be planning visits to the countryside? What types of activities are you tending to do? Will you be based in one place, or are you going to be traveling around the UK? And what sort of transport will you be using to get around the UK? So planning and preparation are really the best steps to ensure you pack exactly what you need for your trip. And take into consideration when you think about those sort of questions, what you answer to those questions will actually help you when it comes to actually putting together what you need when you're visiting the UK. So first thing I'm going to talk about you really need to consider is the weather. The time of year you're visiting the UK will obviously influence what you'll need to pack. So broadly speaking, the UK is warm in summer and cold in the winter. But I'm going to say, caveat to that is that the climate is notoriously unreliable. So for example, you could be there and have a beautiful, hot, sunny May, like we did this year, June. And then the year before, it could be awful. Or the next year, it could be awful. You can't tell. So I know last year I was in the UK in July and the weather was absolutely gorgeous, dry, sunny, hot. In fact, it was very hot. This year it rained. So unfortunately, I haven't got a crystal ball, so I can't predict what the weather will be like. Really, I would recommend actually a big tip, I think about it, is check the weather for the week or two before you go, just to get a general idea what the weather pattern is doing. It is worth just checking. And what the longer term forecast is for the time that you're going to be in the UK. But again, expect it to be variable. You can also expect rain. You might be very lucky. I know I was talking to a few people this year who were there and they had no rain at all. But expect the weather patterns to change rapidly. So it can be sunny one day and it can be rainy and chilly the next. Honestly, May last year, we arrived on a Sunday. I actually got a little bit of sunburn on the Sunday because it was so hot and sunny. The next day, I am covered head to toe with wet weather gear and my jumper. And it was cold. So that was literally in a space of about 12 hours, the weather just changed. And really, you can have really different weather on the same day. So it can change dramatically. So obviously, packing tip for this, if you're thinking about the UK weather, is you need to pack layers so you can add or remove clothing depending on the temperature. And you are going to hear me say that numerous times in this podcast, but really the key is layers. Expect the weather to be cooler the further north you go. That's at all times of year. Honestly, last May we were in the Orkneys and it was something like minus 2 million. Well, it felt like it. It was freezing cold. I think it was the coldest May that I've had in the Orkneys. It was really, the wind chill was incredible. So we had to go and buy woolly hats and everything. It was really, really cold. So bring a rain jacket all year round. I have a small like pack thing that just packs up small, which I've had for years, which is fabulous. And I take that everywhere with me because really rain is just about guaranteed. I mean, you know, you'll be very lucky if you manage to skip it. And it's, you know, the maritime climate in the UK, you can expect potentially some rain for some of your trip, or as my daughter found last year when she was over, for just about every single day of the month that she was there. We do have on the website a monthly and seasonal guide to visit in the UK, and actually I'm also writing monthly guides to visit in London as well, so London in January, February, March, etc. And in those guides I also put suggestions for what to pack. I also have a visit in London in winter packing list as well, which I will link to. Second thing to consider is footwear. So you need to ensure that you pack comfortable footwear. I really can't stress this enough. As somebody who really suffers with my feet, I have huge issues. Really need to make sure that you have comfortable footwear. You are going to be walking a lot more than you even think you're going to be walking. You really will be. So if you're planning to buy new shoes for your trip, make sure you wear them before you travel. Don't buy them and then just fly out and then start walking 25,000 steps a day, because you're going to end up with blisters on your first day or so. In winter, I recommend boots. Sure, they're waterproof to keep your feet warm and dry. In summer, I wear sandals. Sandals are fine, especially when it's warmer. Don't wear flip-flops. They're not the best footwear in the UK at any time. Sneakers, trainers, whatever you call them, runners, are a great option all year round, practical for most activities. Just ensure they're waterproof. You know, if you're in London, the UK this year, or anywhere like in Europe, white sneakers have been the kind of fashion item with a nice summer dress. I wear boots in winter, absolutely, and I wear my Birkenstock sandals in the summer and find that they are perfectly fine. The key really is to make sure that they are comfortable for you. Next thing to consider is luggage. Okay, so you need to be thinking about deciding what luggage to take. So if you're going to be traveling around the UK using different transport options, for example, if you're traveling by train, choose an easily portable and maneuverable luggage option. Seriously, you do not want to be dragging massive, great big suitcases on and off trains. Certainly, I wouldn't want to be doing that. So I certainly wouldn't want you to be doing that either. So really consider, think about that. If you're going to be doing a lot of train travel, you really want to be traveling as light as possible. If you're traveling by car, also consider the size of the car that you are renting. The boot trunk may not fit several huge suitcases. Again, if there's like four or five of you traveling, you're going to need a larger car. And you're also going to have to think about, are you going to be able to fit all the suitcases in? Highly recommend that you travel as light as you can. But do remember to leave a bit of room for all the souvenirs and presents that you will no doubt be purchasing. Definitely worth considering. So, I mean, I use a medium-sized wheelie suitcase when I'm in the UK, but you obviously need to check with your airline to see, you know, what your allowance is. And do think about your weight as well, because obviously if you arrive in the UK with a full suitcase at the full limit, then what are you going to do with all the things that you buy? You have to go post them back, or you're going to have to pay excess baggage, which I have had to do in the past. So think about not arriving with a full suitcase. Have an expandable suitcase, which is a good idea, because then you can put more in it. Also, a really good solution for packing is packing cubes, which I really like. And I have just recently discovered compression packing cubes. My goodness, they have changed my life. So I'm actually traveling with a much smaller suitcase because I can fit a lot more in it. Obviously, if you've got a large suitcase and you use compression packing cubes, you're going to have to watch your weight allowance, because you're probably going to carry a lot more in it. I just find they're very useful if you want to take a smaller suitcase, because you can put a lot more in it with a compression, using the compression bags. Well, I'm kind of talking about kind of weight allowances and things like that. I know that the amount of paperwork that you may have can also be excessive. So think about document organizers. We have a UK travel toolkit. If you're someone who likes paper, keeps things written down on paper, but obviously there are lots of apps as well that you can use, and travel organizers so that you can keep all your paperwork in order and not necessarily physically with you if you don't want to carry paper versions. I mean, you know, we tend to keep scan the important information and keep them in our email, but also in a Dropbox as well. So we have access to those when we're away. Another thing, and something that I have to deal with a lot because I carry a lot of tech with me, is to think about things that you can use to organize your tech. So there's different little bags that you can get that can keep all your leads and things in. So I recommend that. It's just this kind of staying organized, keeping your things in like packing cubes, keeping things organized and together, which is far easier anyway when you're traveling around when you know where everything else, you know, everything is. I use a toiletry as well, makeup organizer, keep everything in those. Again, you can use packing cubes for this. I do tend to, when I'm going on to a flight, actually put the different categories of things that I want in different packing cubes and then pack those into a bag that I can just whip out when I'm sitting at my seat and have easy access to, rather than having a large carry-on bag with things everywhere. I just think it's better to kind of stay organized. So obviously, essential things that you're going to need to take with you, passport, visa if you need one. Don't leave home without those. Driving license if you're going to be driving in the UK. Make sure you've got travel insurance. You know, it's vital, really, really important to make sure that you've got travel insurance before you leave. So keep a record of that as well so you can access that. Don't forget that we have some really excellent products as well. So ebooks that you can use, and obviously you can access those when you're away as well. So we've got itinerary planners and our guide to UK train travel, those both ebooks, and our London travel planner as well. So obviously they're ebooks, so you don't have to carry them around. I mean, I do love guidebooks. I have got an extensive collection, but the last thing you want to do when you go and travel is to carry all those books with you. So, you know, if you've got our ebooks, you can have access to those. Again, Kindle's a really good idea as well, so you're not carrying heavy books. This is something I always have a slight argument with Doug about every time I travel, because he always seems to find the largest, most heaviest book to take with him when we travel. So I've bought my Kindle and I'm trying again to use that a little bit more. But again, it just reduces that kind of A, the weight, and B, the amount of stuff that you have with you. Okay, let's talk about clothes and what sort of clothes. I'm wondering how to dress in the UK. So obviously keeping the UK weather in mind at all times and thinking about what to take. I would say, if you visit in winter, darker colours are best. You will notice, especially from the Southern Hemisphere, that people in the UK wear a lot of black. You know, I do take, I've got a lot of black clothes that I wear when in the UK. Brighten up the outfit with a nice scarf or two. I've got a collection of far too many scarves, which I seem to add to every time I go to the UK. Yeah, so you'll find that darker colours are kind of the norm. Don't overpack. I'm going to kind of keep saying that. Just thinking, you know, take clothes that can be layered. So take maybe a few pairs of jeans, T-shirts, long sleeve tops, a winter jacket that'll keep you warm and dry, comfortable walking shoes, pair of waterproof boots, sneakers, a couple of scarves. But obviously think about where you're visiting. So if you're visiting, you're going to hike in the Lake District, you don't want to be wearing your smart clothes that you might have had for London if you're going out and about. You know, the main thing is really casual, comfortable, neutral colours, black, navy, add some colour with accessories. Say, I mean, I love my earrings, so earrings and scarf on my way to kind of make an outfit pop a little bit more. Avoid wearing anything with a Union Jack on it, anything of a political nature, and combat gear, really, not those to be avoided. Also, I'd just say that if you're visiting somewhere a little posh, for example, if you're going somewhere really nice in London for an afternoon tea, you will need to be dressed smartly. So no jeans and sneakers. So pack one more dressier outfit if you're going to go for a really nice afternoon tea. So let's kind of think about seasons now. So in winter, I would recommend packing a decent waterproof coat, a pair of waterproof boots, warm socks, a scarf, and maybe a couple of sets of hats and gloves. So you've got a spare one if it gets wet. I'm going to say you will discover that many shops in the UK are really hot in winter. So it's useful to remove layers easily. So you've got to think, it might be freezing cold outside, but you're going to walk into a shop. And honestly, it can be like an oven. I remember shopping off Regent Street with my daughter a few years ago and was all wrapped up in my winter gear. And she was trying clothes on different shops. And I just had to take jacket off. I was taking everything off and actually realised that actually what would have been very useful is had to a little bag to have put those in, because I was carrying them around the shop. And then, of course, you've got to put all those back on when you go out side again. Same with the London Underground. It can be stifling in the summer, certainly, and even in winter. So it's best to dress in layers, again, to avoid overheating so that you can strip off a little bit if you need to. In summer, I would just swap the winter sweaters. So don't take your jumpers, but take a few more T-shirts. A couple of pairs of crop trousers, linen trousers. I actually took some shorts last summer. I optimistically put in one or two pairs of shorts. We were down in Cornwall and actually I wore them. It was really, really hot. So again, just like one or two pairs. Don't forget to take sun hat and sunglasses, sun cream in the summer too. So spring and autumn, the temperatures can wildly vary. Again, warm one day, cool the next. So don't take the shorts, but maybe an extra pair of jeans or linen trousers if you're going to be visiting during the autumn, fall, kind of spring seasons when the weather is kind of changing. And then I would say really sneakers, trainers would be fine April, May, September, October. I must admit that I tend to November, December, January, February, and I tend to just wear boots, but that's just me. You may be okay in your waterproof sneakers or shoes. Obviously, there are some really fantastic clothes shops in the UK, and I must admit I would recommend, really, if you're going to leave a little bit of room in your suitcase, to go and do a little bit of shopping. I always invariably end up buying some clothes when I'm over in the UK. So if there is something you've forgotten about, don't worry about it. There are plenty of shops that you can go if necessary and purchase what you need. I just wanted to mention a couple of other things while I think about them. As one, obviously, you're going to need to think about an adapter if you're coming from an overseas country to the UK. So purchase a travel adapter so that you can use all your gear when you arrive and make sure that everything can get charged up. Another thing to think about is toiletries. Again, toiletries can weigh a lot, so you can purchase those, pop into Boots. You can buy your shampoo, soap, whatever you need in there. And obviously if you're staying in a hotel, you're going to probably get a lot of those. You'll be able to get a lot of access to those sorts of things as well. So if you don't want to carry heavy bottles, don't worry, pop into something like a Boots store and you can buy those. Another thing I'd recommend that you bring is a water bottle as well, so that you're not constantly, using plastic. So think about reusable water bottle, whatever time of year, because, is thirsty work walking around all these places, enjoying them. So that would be another recommended item to put in your packing. So I have got quite a few articles on packing for the UK on uktravelplanning.com. I have got a packing list for all seasons. I have got an essentials list as well, which is to complement that. I also have a what to pack for London in winter packing list and guide. So if you'd want to get more information following this podcast, I would recommend that you pop over and have a look at those guides. You will find the links to those in this week's show notes, which are at uktravelplanning.com/episode 70. Yeah, but until next week, should say happy UK travel packing, but I'm going to say happy UK travel planning.